As we've been hearing on the CBC News this morning, Canada's energy regulator is going public with safety problems along Canada's pipelines. Those safety concerns extend right inside several gas plants in the Northeast. And our reporter Betsy Trumpener is with us to tell us more. Hi, Betsy.
Good morning, Carolina. There I am.
There we go. Okay, nice to hear your voice, Betsy. Why is the National Energy Board going out of its way to make pipeline safety information public?
Well, that's a great question. As we've been hearing on the news, the NEB does about 150 inspections a year of pipelines and energy facilities. And as we've been hearing, they've just made a decision that their complete inspection reports are going to be posted online within 6 weeks of that inspection. All the details, along with discipline, safety violators, penalties imposed, and eventually they're even going to post all of the follow-up. So here's National Energy Board spokesman Darren Barter.
This idea of posting the inspection reports online is unique in North America to energy regulators. So we are actually the first regulator in North America to be able to do this. Canadians really deserve to have this information, and I think you're looking at a new NEB.
A new NEB. What does that mean, Betsy?
Well, some interesting language, right? Critics have been calling the National Energy Board a rubber stamp for industry, for Harper's energy policy. So what we're seeing is this big shift, a first for North America to this incredible transparency. The National Energy Board wanting to focus on their role as the enforcer of rules and the protector of safety and in the environment. Now, our new Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, has been talking about trying to get Canada's oil exports to market by improving people's confidence, both here and overseas, in our system and in the safety of the system. So that raises a question, though, if you're providing transparency. And here's a question that I put to the NEB's Darren Barter. I'm sure ultimately the idea is to give Canadians confidence. Is there any risk that in the meantime they're going to lose faith in the energy industry once they learn of various infractions?
That's the company's issue to deal with. We have rules and regulations that are protective of safety and the environment. Will they lose confidence in companies? Well, I would say that companies would need to step it up then. Our role is to make sure the rules are followed, and it's not our role to build confidence in the companies, but make Canadians aware of what we do in the field every day.
Well, Betsy, let's put this transparency to the test. What is this new NEB finding out in the fields of northeastern BC?
Well, I looked on the website, and the first reports of this new initiative fortunately don't cover incidents in northeastern BC, but there are reports up there from this year and last year that I'm going to tell you about at a couple of Spectra facilities, one in Dawson Creek, one in Fort Nelson. So we'll start in Dawson Creek, where the NEB had an issue with cranes at the gas facility. The safety problems there were considered so severe that the energy regulator fined Spectra $88,000 for, quote, failing to ensure the processing plant is operated as prescribed. Now, their main concern is that cranes, overhead cranes, were being improperly used. And the NEB noted that not following the rules had the potential to, quote, significantly impact worker safety and infrastructure, that Spectra hadn't demonstrated reasonable care. Workers didn't have proper training for overhead cranes. Logbooks were missing. And similar problems were found at several other of Spectra's plants in the Northeast. But the National Energy Board found Spectra didn't have the management systems in place to correct all these problems across their plants. A company-wide response, in fact, took 104 days, and Spectra paying that $88,000 fine in full.
So that the problem with overhead cranes in the gas plants, any other issues you came across?
Yeah, there was an issue with staffing, and particularly at Spectra's Fort Nelson gas plant. Basically, the NEB is saying that Spectra potentially created a serious threat to public safety and the environment, as they couldn't demonstrate that they had enough qualified workers to safely do their work. Spectra failed to ensure it had all the necessary employees it needed at the gas plant to safely respond to a crisis if it would come up. Inspectors noted repeated uncorrected safety issues at several Spectra sites. Again, a failure in management systems to correct across the system. It said Spectra needs to have a better policy for internally reporting hazards and potential hazards, incidents and near misses, needed to have a plan for providing immunity to people inside the plant who report hazards, and that the company needed to set goals to prevent ruptures, liquids and gas releases.
Okay, so Betsy, what happens now with the new transparency at the NEB?
Well, pipeline and gas facility safety is about to become an open book across Canada. There's going to be inspection reports, enforcements, penalties, and all follow-up actions all posted publicly online quite quickly on the National Energy Board site. Now, the NEB says they want to make it easy for Canadians to click, view, and download to assess really the safety of the energy facilities in their communities.
Now, before we let you go, Betsy, you also have an update for us on a story from yesterday about an H2S leak CBC learned about at a Spectra plant in Pine River, west of Chetwynd.
That's right. CBC learned of and was able to confirm with Spectra that, yes, there had been a leak of hydrogen sulfide gas released from the Pine River gas plant last week during maintenance. As many people know, H2S, a very toxic gas that can knock people out, stop them from breathing. Also, it can burn or explode. Now, when we spoke to Spectra, they said that there were no injuries, no impact on the air quality, but everyone in the plant, 40 people, had been evacuated to the muster station as per safety protocol, and that they had notified nearby neighbors. Well, that was news to some of the neighbors. I heard from a man who lives about 8 kilometers from the plant. He acknowledges that he may be a bit far to be notified. However, he said he is in the company's hazard zone, did not hear about this H2S release. He said he's spoken to other neighbors of the plant who heard the news secondhand. So we'll continue to follow this story, including getting some response from Spectra. We did ask for comment last night, and we're hoping to share their response with our listeners when we get that.
Betsy Trumpener, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our reporter, Betsy Trumpener, and we turn it to you. What do you think about what you've just heard with the new transparency at the National Energy Board? You can let us know. Email us, daybreaknorth@cbc.ca, or call us up 1-866-340-1932.